Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, before a neshama comes down into this world, it is comprised of both male and female parts. Hashem then separates the neshama into two and puts half into a baby boy and the other half into a baby girl. When the time arrives for their marriage, Hashem brings these two halves of the soul back together to be reunited as one. But what if one half of the neshama is living in one part of the world while the other in a different part? How will they be able to come together in marriage and reunite their soul? This is what it means when it says, Mehashem isha le'ish. Hashem does not only prepare who a person's zivug will be in advance, he also orchestrates all the events necessary in bringing them together. Many years ago, a boy and girl grew up in the same neighborhood in Tunisia. As Hashgacha would prove later, these two children were meant to become united as one, but the road to bringing them together would not be a simple one, as the boy's family moved to a different continent when he was a teenager. When the young lady graduated high school, her parents sent her to a renowned seminary in England. A few days after she arrived, she began feeling ill. She suffered from severe headaches and fever, and at times was too weak to even walk. Doctors conducted various tests on her, but they could not discover the cause of the illness. She eventually got better, but then months later, it came back. Doctors were called again, among them eminent specialists, but they all failed to diagnose the cause of the debilitating weakness. She persevered at the seminary until Pesach vacation drew near. After discussing it with her parents on the telephone, she made preparations to visit her married sister in Toronto for Pesach and then would remain there to rest until the summertime. Flight arrangements had been made, but then, just a couple of days before the flight, she received an unexpected phone call from her other married sister, who lived in Sao Paulo, Brazil. After hearing about her plan to go to Toronto, this sister called to insist that she come to her in Sao Paulo instead. The weather in Canada would be harsh, she argued. In your weakened condition, you would be much better off in a mild, sunny climate. The young lady then made a last-minute change of plans and flew to Sao Paulo for Pesach. There, she made an immediate recovery and quickly settled into a normal routine. About a month later, an elderly shochet in Sao Paulo, who was originally from Tunisia, took ill and was hospitalized. These sisters, who knew the shochet from their hometown, went to the hospital to visit him. During the visit, the shochet suggested to the older sister that her younger sister be introduced to a boy who will call Rafael Haddad. He is a fine young man, a real Ben Torah. He is in town right now on vacation from yeshiva. Rafael's family had moved from Tunisia to Sao Paulo 9 years earlier. His outstanding mind and abilities had been recognized by the rabbi in Sao Paulo, who eventually encouraged him to go to a high-level yeshiva in New York. He had been learning there now for already 7 years. He came back for Pesach vacation and was supposed to travel back to New York a week before, but he stayed to be with his family for a relative's yahrzeit, someone who had passed away the year before. The older sister called her parents and they approved, knowing the boy's family from when they used to be in Tunisia. The couple ended up getting engaged right there in Sao Paulo. And today, they have a large family and are spreading Torah to hundreds of people in New York on a daily basis. Two children growing up in Tunisia, meeting each other decades later in Brazil. Hashem brought about this unknown illness and need to recuperate. And a sister's phone call, days before she was going to Toronto to convince her to come to the warmer climate. He kept the boy back there an extra week, all to reunite this neshama as it was before it came down into the world. Hashem not only prepares our shiduch, but when the time is right, He prepares all of the events to bring the couple to be united as one. Have a great day.